the best new releases of the week. 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Your first performance for this visit is going to be tonight here.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Good, I'm really excited. I've had a really nice day and I'm glad to be at the festival, and it's nice to be playing at 8 o'clock as well, so it's a bit of a later slot for me, yeah.
Yeah, I know you've been doing a fair bit of sort of promo work backstage. Have you had a chance to see any acts, any music?
I haven't. I heard Ash playing and I was gutted because I wanted to check them out, but...
They pounded through the hits too.
Yeah, I know. I could hear them. I was loving it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, you were here for the Big Day Out a few years ago. Is this going to be a very different show from Kate Nash?
Yeah, it will be different, you know. I mean, that was 2008, and I've got a new record, and I've been playing live shows, and I think it's important as an artist to kind of change what you do, and for yourself and for the fans.
Well, that's what you've done with this record, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've really changed it. You've kind of really mixed it up, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. It was really fun to do.
Did you really want to do that after you had such huge success with Made of Bricks? Did you think then and there, the next one's got to be really different?
I did, but not because I... not just because it had been successful. I think, like, I've always had the attitude that it's not good to recreate something and stick with it. I like kind of taking risks and you hope as a person in general, like, just to develop every few years and kind of grow up a little bit and have different life experiences to write about. And I'd been listening to a lot of, like, two different styles of music mainly, and it was Riot Girl punk bands and 60s girl groups, so I kind of wanted them to have an influence over what I was doing.
To come together and sort of unite.
In a way, the clash.
Yeah, you play... I mean, the interesting thing about you as well is that you've got a... On the side, I don't think they're very active at the moment, but there are Cedars.
Yeah, yes.
Is a punk band that you actually play bass in.
I do, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about them, because we've never seen them and I haven't heard any of their music. What are the Cedars like?
Well, it's like a punk band, and, yeah, I play bass, and there's Brett Alimo, who plays guitar, and he actually does his own solo stuff that's brilliant as well, and John Jackson on the drums. And we're just, like, the three of us, like, really good friends, and Brett plays in my band as well, and John used to, like, on tours with me for my solo stuff, and we were just messing around, and they said they were going to start this punk band, and they just, like, made up nicknames for each other, and I was like, can I join? And they were like, okay, fine. And then when I was rehearsing, when I was, like, doing some writing, just I had a room in the middle of, like, where I used to grow up that was, like, a cheap, dingy kind of room, and I got bored, and I was like, come down, I'm going to start the Cedars today. And we just wrote our song, first song together. And then ever since then, it's just been really fun. It's fun for me to be able to do something different and play bass and, like...
Do you do many gigs? I mean, this all happened last year pretty much, didn't it?
Yeah, we've been doing gigs this year, but because I'm touring, it's quite hard at the moment, but we're doing a festival called Offset Festival in Southend, which is going to be exciting. And we want to get a record together, hopefully, soon, and just kind of release it kind of independently on the... Like, don't make it a big deal, but I love the Cedars. I kind of enjoy it, like...
It's a real outlet.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoy it. It's so fun.
Yeah. Also, I just wanted to touch on the fanzine as well. Is that still going? Because I know you set up a fanzine a little while
ago. Yeah, My Ignorant Youth. I haven't done one for ages, but I want to bring it out, because what I want to do is bring it on tour. Like, when I'm touring next year, and each tour, like, when I go to Europe and UK and America, I have the fanzine to give out, because that's what I did last time. I gave it out on the tours, like, at the gigs, and threw them into the crowd. And it's basically just... it's like another creative outlet of writing for me, a different style of writing, you know, just actually writing, because I used to do a lot of that before. I wrote songs and getting my friends and people I like and asking anyone that I know to. I've asked, like, fans to write in, and just encouraging people to, like, be creative, really, and also be honest. And I like the idea of people that aren't... I always like the idea of people that aren't writers writing, because it's really honest and really unusual. And just so that anyone could pick up the magazine and relate to it, because it's, like, different people's lives. And
so you're relating a lot of your own personal stories, or is it a lot of it fiction?
Some of it's fiction, some of it's real, some of it's, like, my friends, like, just honest, like, kind of... I just like the idea of people reading it and everyone being able to connect to something, whether it's funny or if it's sad, or it's like, oh, my God, I feel exactly like that.
And you're only ever going to just hand it out at gigs. You're never going to put it online. It's not that sort of a fancy.
I don't want to put it online, because I feel like... Everything is so easy and disposable online and stuff at the moment, and it's kind of cool, and, like, it has that, like, punk history of the fanzines and what the Riot Girls used to do, and I just like I kind of really care about, you know, buying like vinyl and CDs and books, and I hate the idea of people reading books on an iPad and stuff. So I think magazines are supposed to be magazines, you know.
Yeah, you're going to be fighting a big trend, I think.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be like...
Yeah, no rail against it. You try your best. Look, just finally, I know with all the success of Made of Bricks, your debut record, you know, there might have been sort of problems with sort of dealing with that level of exposure because, yeah. I mean, the album went number one in the UK, which, yeah. you know, for a debut record is a real feat.
Yeah.
The album's gone platinum in the UK as well over time.
Mm.
Did you struggle with sort of taking all the fame and the fortune on board?
I think so. Yeah, I think I just kind of got a bit burnt out by all of the work and never having a day off and touring so extensively. So that's why I took time out, really, just to get my life back in a bit of, like, making sense again.
And did it work?
Yeah, it did. And it also made me excited to get back out on the road. And I just wanted to make sure that I kept this thing that, although it's, like, my career and my life and a job, it's also, like, something that I just was excited about as a kid when I first started, you know. And I want to kind of keep that there, keep that buzz, because it's important that it doesn't become a chore,
yeah.
and I can still appreciate, you know, like coming to Australia and playing a festival, not be like, oh my god, I want to go home because I'm just so burnt out, you know. It's supposed to be fun, and if it stops being fun, then there's no point in doing it, because I might as well just go and work back in Nando's or something.
Get another job.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, Kate Nash, thanks so much.
The best new releases of the week 2010 on Triple J.